little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Alright, welcome back. We were gone because turkey coma.
Ultra turkey coma.
Actually, it was Wayne's fault because he was sick.
Yeah, I was pretty bad out,
you,
sick.
You dirty white guy, really?
But I was in turkey coma. I was in turkey coma for like...
I was in a turducken coma. Screw you,
yeah,
I win.
Bastard. I ate turkey for like four meals, though.
Same here. I turned out... So Thursday, turkey, turducken. And then, you know, we took pieces of them and whatnot. Then I made a turducken sandwich. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Ha!
Oh, yeah.
We had some turducken... Like, so we had some turkey tortas. I'm Mexican, man. What do you want?
Oh, that's true.
And then we had some torta tacos, technically.
Ooh.
Some turkey tacos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Eat it!
I missed out on all the good food that on Thanksgiving, but, you know.
Yeah, so we hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving. We did.
Hope you guys have a thankful Thanksgiving.
Indeed. Wayne finally got his Xbox.
It took you long enough.
Yeah.
You moron.
It took him like 2 weeks to get his, but he got it.
Well, that's not my fault. Best Buy screwed up on my pre-order. And
actually, no, it is. Because that's the only Best Buys, man.
Well, Best Buy should have it in, you know, make
should
it work now.
Yeah. It's your fault.
Told you, buddy.
Because we were already at Microsoft Store, and then why didn't you... God, Wayne.
Yeah. Microsoft Store for the win!
I still wanted to get back to the Microsoft Store right away anyways. But...
That's true. But anyway, so we all got our Xbox Ones.
Yep.
So we'll go into that in a little bit here. But let's see. So I finally went to shop on a Black Friday. First Black Friday... ever. I went to Walmart, so I went big.
You went balls out.
I went big.
Oh, yeah?
So, I went to get a TV for my mom, and a 32-inch TV for $98. Looks great, by the way. For $98, I definitely can't beat it. So, Walmart, in their infinite wisdom, had a lot of sales start at 6 p.m. for a lot of smaller items, not just the big ones. So, they decided, they had pallets lined up throughout every aisle.
Really?
And they were all wrapped in clear shrink wrap, like that's going to stop anybody. With paper signs that says, please do not open until 6 p.m.
Too late.
Price will not activate until 6 p.m.
Wow.
So that worked until about 5:45. When one person opened up one pallet, and then everybody opened up every other pallet.
Right?
Everybody went...
ham hot crazy,
yeah,
huh?
They went crazy. So I was there with my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, crap. I just, like, reached over and grabbed what we needed. I'm like, let's move the hell out of here. I moved this.
All right, so tell us, what did you get?
Got a George Foreman grill for $10.
Ooh, I could use one of those. I could.
$10, buddy. Got a bunch of like Tupperware and glassware for when we move in together. I probably paid about $30 for about $80 worth of utensils.
Yo,
so that's good.
Nice.
My brother wanted me to get him a big Superman doll for his girlfriend's cousin or something. That one was actually unwrapped before 6 o'clock.
So you just took it.
I saw people walking around with them in their carts. So I'm just like, hey, where'd you get that? Up front somewhere. I'm like, you know what? If I wait, I'm going to end up getting screwed. Nobody. See, that's where this type of crap happens. Because all it takes is for one person to get it, and then someone else will be like, hey.
Where'd you get that at?
Where'd you get that at, man? And then that person will get it, and then someone else will ask that person, hey.
Where'd you get that at?
Yep.
It just goes like that, so. But thankfully, you know, so me and my girlfriend went to Walmart. My brother went to Best Buy. And my mom went to Toys R Us. We all got what we wanted. Awesome. First Black Friday, and it was successful. So, man.
I get all my deals online.
Yeah, go screw, buddy. Do you honestly think I wanted to go to a Walmart?
Right?
Shut up, Wayne.
I'm happy that the one time, because I refused to go to Walmart, by the way. The one time I went to Walmart, they made no money off me.
Except for today. Or except for that Friday.
So they didn't make any money. I doubt they made any money off of me, bro. I'm pretty sure everything I bought was at cost or below it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So they didn't make. Technically, they made no money off of me. They made a sale, but no money. So boom. So what have I been playing since? Well, my Xbox One. I mean,
yeah.
Crap. What else am I gonna play? A lot of Killer Instinct. A lot of Rise. But we'll get into that in a little bit. And you know what I've been playing a hell of a lot of also? Marvel Puzzle Quest. Marvel Puzzle Quest. I'm serious. That stuff is so... it continues. And I have like a bunch of things. Ah, there it is. I'm trying to like... Because they have all these damn timed events, they like make you go in and play. You can't play it whenever you want. No. You gotta play whenever the hell an event's going on. Like right now, there's Lightning Round Tournament. Ah, man has 1 minute left. That's worthless for me. Damn it! I'll go into a Double Shot Tournament. So either way, there's something to do. If you can pick it up, I highly recommend that you do.
How long have I been saying that to pick it up the past several months now?
Pretty much. I mean, if you haven't taken my advice yet, I don't know why, but you should pick it up if you have a device that runs it. So basically any iOS device or pretty much any Android device. Yep. Sorry, Wayne. No go for Windows Phone.
Oh well.
Just yet. You never know. Something might change.
Yep.
I wouldn't hold my breath anytime soon though. So, that's it for me. So what about you, Wayne, besides being sick and disappointed?
And not getting an Xbox One on the day of the launch. Loser!
Well, I've been playing a lot of, this week I've been playing a lot of Zelda Link Between Worlds. Jury duty, so I have plenty of time on my hands, you know, in between.
Wayne! Stuff. That's your patriotic duty. Why are you doing, spending time playing video games?
Yeah. Like hell.
I'm kidding, I've never been to jury duty.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, you're not a,
Kabam.
Other than that, I've got my Xbox One set up, played a little bit with a few other games.
How's the Link Between Worlds?
Link Between Worlds is awesome.
I've heard it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I asked for the Zelda 3DS XL for Christmas.
Nice.
So I'll be playing it, damn it. Hell, I'll probably take it to CES.
Okay.
Just say it. Anyways, I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the classic feel of the Link to the Past. It's a little bit different in the way things work for, like, weapons and so forth, but it really plays really well, and it's definitely a lot of fun to play. But other than that, I've been playing... I did a little bit of Call of Duty Ghost the other night.
You know what? Well, I'll get into that in a sec.
Little bit of...
I did play that a tiny bit, but not much.
Yeah, a little bit of Ghost... I mean, Forza 5.
I want to get my hands on that.
And then a tiny bit of Battlefield 4. And a little bit of Killer Instinct, actually.
It's free, damn it!
Yeah, so I figured why not, you know?
I mean, I definitely recommend you buy it if you haven't, but well, it's good. I think they deserve your money. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So...
That's been pretty much it for what I've been playing, so...
And pocket pool, right?
Nah.
Kablammy!
Kablammy.
Right. So that's it for you. We're all playing something right now.
I know.
By the way.
Pretty weird, isn't it? Yeah. Alright, for me, this past week, you all, since the release of Xbox One, I've been playing Killer Instinct like George, also Rise, which is... Yeah, we'll get into that. Killer Instinct is definitely... It's a must for us fighting in Fanatics. Mm-hmm. I'm also been playing Battlefield 4. George. Nice. Oh, yeah.
And also, hey, it looks good.
It's awesome.
Like, it does look good. Honestly, to me, it looks better in screenshots and in videos than Ghosts does.
Yep. And I've also been playing, whatchamacallit? Ghost.
Ghost.
Yeah, that's awesome. This week. So you want to start the
Let's start the Xbox One discussion here real quick.
All right. So let's go with the game you buy. That's really gonna put you in a mode of depression.
Yeah. Let's go to the game that you always buy. So when you have your family members come over or whatever, and you're like, hey, take a look at this. That's Rise. Every console has one of those games. PS4 has Killzone, yep. Xbox One has Rise. That game is freaking beautiful. It looks...
Graphics is sweet.
Amazing.
Perfect on the graphics. The sound is epic too as well.
Oh yeah, everything, the production values are top notch.
Yeah.
They are.
So,
that's the positive. Now.
The bad.
Unfortunately, it is also like that, the trophy wife, or that... not so intelligent, but very good looking chick you find at a bar. It's not that deep.
It's only good with beer goggles.
Yeah, the game itself is...
It's horrible.
It's not complex at all.
No.
It's fairly mindless. Actually, I'm sorry, the combat reminds me of a very, very simplified version of the Batman Arkham series. Because yes. At any given point, if someone's trying to attack you, if you hit the block button, you'll block. Doesn't matter what direction you're facing, doesn't matter where the hell the person is, you'll block. Not as, he's not as acrobatic as Batman, mind you, but... And who is?
Yeah. And then, of course, the storyline.
Oh, God.
Stupid.
It's stupid. It's a... Folks, it's again, you're not buying this game for the amazing gameplay. You're not buying this game because it has an amazing story. You're buying this game because it's mindless entertainment and it looks freaking fantastic. It does. Wayne, have you played it yet?
Only the little bit I got to play over at
E3?
E3, yeah.
Oh, man, they're like... After you play Rise, everything else... When you play Rise, that's when you're like, there's no way that the previous console can do this.
No.
Yeah.
That's a game that does that. I'm serious. Ghosts doesn't do that.
No.
It doesn't. But Rise sure does.
it takes it to that limit.
Yeah. I would recommend that if you don't want to buy it, then I can't blame you for not wanting to buy it. I recommend you rent it, you know, or wait until it goes cheap. I mean, I think I've played it for about 4 hours, and I'm sure I'm, like, more than halfway done. So, it's not a long game by any stretch.
Yeah.
But Rise is your show-off title. Rise is the one you bring over to show your friends.
How good the damn graphics and sound is.
How good it looks.
Everything else, you just avoid all the questions.
Yeah, Rise is that model you take to meet your friends that you want to avoid other career questions with. I'm just saying, that's what
that's,
it is.
That's true.
It's like, that hey, what do you do for it? Don't ask. Look at how hot she looks. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
So that's Rise. Wayne.
Wayne, which game would you...
How's Forza?
I sat down and played that one for a little bit. It's...
Boo! Sorry.
I got through, what, maybe 3 or 4 races. It plays really well. Very responsive.
No shit.
It looks freaking fantastic.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. The graphics on that is just... Yeah.
I want it. And honestly, the only reason why I picked up Rise instead of Forza was because I knew you were going to pick up Forza, and I wanted this to be kind of balanced.
You should pick up Black Flag.
I heard that... I need to play an Assassin's Creed game first. I haven't played a single one of them. Figured I should before I pick up Black Flag. I also want to play Battlefield at some point because it looks really good. So what do you think about Forza compared to the older ones?
Better.
Besides the graphics, like, is there any...
Yeah, I mean graphics definitely is a major step up. The gameplay definitely is more responsive. You've got better control of your cars. The new Drivatar system seems to work pretty well. I haven't really tested it out too well, but I got to the point where it's actually, you know, I'll when I start to log in, it'll actually give me credit for races I've done in other people's races, basically.
Ooh, huh.
So, and it's actually doing that based on how I actually drive myself.
So like an old person.
You old bat.
It was there and I just took it. But would you say worth it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, there we go. That's the first one, because Rise isn't worth $60.
Ain't worth... Okay, it's probably worth...
We paid $48 for it. Not too badly hurt. Yeah.
I'll get it eventually, but I'm not rushing for it, you know?
I wouldn't rush for Rise if I were you. Heck, let me know when you're done with Forza. I'll let you borrow it. Let me borrow Forza instead. Sounds like a good trade to me. All right, so let's get into Ghost, since I think we all played it.
Yeah.
We all got it.
I haven't done the single player part yet, but I have played it.
I did the opposite. I did single player and then multiplayer.
Yeah, I did, well, because we did the 7-hour grind before on the PlayStation 4. I knew, so we did, the grind again, just to unlock Extinction Mode.
Mm. How's it look? About the same?
About the same. I can't really compare it. I mean, it's just... almost identical.
I'm just wondering about all those claims that, oh, it looks crappy in Xbox because it's 720p, not 1080i.
Those guys can blow me. Anywho, but yeah, it's... I like it, but, you know, it's typical, yada, yada.
There's some improvements to it, but it feels the same.
There is no improvement to it. Put it this way. The multiplayer mode on Black Ops 2 is way better. It's way better than Ghost.
Damn.
What do you mean there's an improvement to it? Wayne, you're stupid. Go play in traffic.
Damn.
There is no improvement, in my opinion.
Damn's fine words.
It's
a hard one to do because after a while, what can you do? What more do you expect? I mean, I don't know. I haven't played multiplayer in a Call of Duty game, like, seriously, since Modern Warfare, the first one. It's been a while for me.
Wow.
I've played their others casually, not much. Actually, no, I'm sorry, in Black Ops, I think I got to, like, level 30.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that might mean, but other than that, I haven't really done it seriously, not for a long time.
Yeah.
So you say that it's multiplayer is not that much better?
Yeah, I mean, Black Ops 2 is a whole lot better in multiplayer status, in my opinion. I mean, you get the basic, a lot of the maps, in my opinion, are all campers.
David, period. Great.
The only thing I like about it is just like Rise. The graphics are awesome.
Hey, you know what?
Is epic.
I think compared to Rise, it looks like crap.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think it does, honestly. Rise looks a lot better, in my opinion, than Ghosts. Because you have to remember that Ghost is a multi-platform, multi-generation title.
Yeah. They didn't really go out of their way to make it look that much different.
Yeah. It's like, it doesn't impress me. Like, I wouldn't show someone Ghosts on my Xbox One to convince them why I bought one in the first place.
No, I don't think so.
Because they're going to be like, I played this yesterday in my house.
Yeah.
And I didn't spend $500. And to be fair, I'm not saying it's a bad game. There's not much more you can say to that person to convince them, like, oh, well, I'm the smarter one because I have this on Xbox One and you have it only on 360. Yes, on my opinion. Still a good game, though. Still fun so far. We'll have more impressions after I play it for more than, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Let's get the one that everyone's talking about, too. How's Battlefield 4? Just reading about it makes me want to play it.
You play it, Wayne?
I started up the single player campaign, but at the time, I was quite honestly too tired to really do much at the time. So.
Because he likes Modern Warfare series better. I'm gonna tell you this right now, folks. In my personal opinion, do not get Ghost. Get Battlefield 4.
Damn,
that's how good it is, in my opinion. I love the base.
Them's fine words.
Yeah,
buddy.
And I'm the opposite of Wayne. What would have happened to Battlefield 3?
Wayne loved Battlefield 3, bro. It's like his favorite game.
I really like that a lot.
Wasn't it, Wayne?
Sure.
You loved that Battlefield 3.
The graphics are amazing. The sound is epic. The gameplay is awesome. The multiplayer is perfect, in my opinion.
And 4, not 3.
Yes, on 4. And also, I also like the multiplayer on it too.
I was really, really, really hoping that they would have it like on a Black Friday special.
Nope.
And no one did. I was so mad. Like, you dicks. Come on, hook it up. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
So what do you think, Wayne, for playing it for that short amount of time?
For the short amount of time I played, it definitely seemed to be a pretty solid game. I didn't really play enough of it to really, really say much, and really be able to say a whole lot about it. But from a little bit, it seems pretty solid, and it played well. It sounds good, fairly good graphics. So, but I'll have to put more time into it to really, really get a better, solid, more opinion on it.
Fair enough. Well,
yep. I'll give that a 4.5 out of 5. I like it.
Love it. Pretty up there. I'd say for me, though, definitely my favorite game so far as much enjoyment I've gotten out of it is probably going to be Killer Instinct.
Yeah! High five! Whoosh.
Ultra combo! Although it is pretty upsetting when you end up playing someone and they just happen to combo break every single thing that you do. You're like, you.
Dios.
Yeah, Dios.
Shout out to Dios for doing 108 hit combo on me, as always.
Damn. I beat him last week once.
Yeah, I know.
What?
With your Yago.
My Yago.
Yago.
Yeah, Jago's good, man.
Yeah, he's got like Jago and Origin?
Sidira.
Sedeira and Orchard. That's all you need. So our take with it, because we played it before, enjoyed it. Definitely love it, especially with Sedeira, Chief Thunder, and Orchid in it. I'm waiting for Fulgor and also for Spinal to come out.
I'm so waiting for Spinal.
I'm a huge Spinal fan. Spinal and Orchid for me.
I'm probably gonna I'm tempted to try to learn Glacius, but
he's such a weak character, but man, he does massive damage, especially with one opening.
It's hard. Like, I can't imagine myself being good enough to keep somebody away long enough for me to make it worth it. That's my concern, that I'll just die.
I think right now
a lot of people are saying that Sedeira is very, very powerful, and she is.
She is. She's very fast, fast moving, jumps, you know.
So many options in the air. So many.
I can say the same way to Cheap Thunder.
Cheap Thunder.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Yeah, you have
command grab. Really?
Yeah, command grab and combos.
Ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Can't win them all. And unfortunately, well, that's how it is for that. But still, overall, I have a lot of fun with the game. By the way, little Easter egg, if you're playing against someone in versus mode and you both stand still for a while, you get remixed versions of the old music.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Right? I went on YouTube the other day just to listen to Killer Cuts. Do you have it?
Oh, the
CD?
The CD from the first one, Super Nintendo? Yeah, I do have it.
Yeah, make me a copy, man.
Don't.
She's a killer.
Dude, I love that, dude.
Freaking.
That's the reason why I love... That's the reason why I love playing Killer Instincts. Because the fucking soundtrack!
Soundtrack is epic. It's epic. It's full of win. So that's it for the games. As far as the interface goes, I tried the snap thing. So I played Netflix while I played Killer Instinct.
Oh, nice. How'd that work?
It didn't slow down at all.
Nope.
Nice.
It's pretty damn impressive. There's not much really use. There's not much use for it just other than me saying I did it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty badass that I did.
Yeah.
Just saying. Other than that, I'm very happy with the way the console performs. I am not too happy with how they're handling achievements, though.
I know. Dude, you have to actually literally exit off of the fucking game.
It's like, it feels like there's an app for achievements, and I don't like it. I really don't. An exaggeration, I just don't like it. Hopefully that changes.
Hopefully.
I really hope that changes. Other than that, interface is fine. I don't think any of us have really used the Kinect much, so we can't give you impressions on that.
Except for you. We united for the
We did try the barcode thing, the scanner.
I like it.
I do like it. It works really well. It was almost instant. I just put the thing up there and click. Done. It's okay. I'm good. So, yeah. It's pretty badass. Unfortunately, Wayne hasn't tried it yet. It does work, by the way. You can check our word for it. It does.
Oh, I've heard the reports. It's supposed to work really well.
Sucka!
I'll be modifying a mount for the wall to get mine mounted hopefully soon. But
I gotta get something mounted, right?
Yeah.
But that's it. So far, like, again, we don't have PS4s. What are you doing, Wayne?
I have no idea.
You freaking idiot.
Better make that work, or I'm gonna club you like a seal.
Just did it automatically. I don't know what's going on.
Because the computer don't like you.
Better bring up the program, or I'm gonna kill you.
It's gonna be working.
Anyways. So we don't have PS4s, so we can't give you any impressions on that.
Well, I do.
Well, you played it.
Of course.
You don't actually have one. Fidel did play it.
Yes.
We're still going.
The sticks feel good on the new Xbox One controller.
I love it. It's a whole lot of improvement.
It feels like I don't feel them slipping anymore. So that's good. I haven't played a game that really. I don't think Ghosts or Rise really use those new. What do they call it, triggers?
The extra force feedback.
Yeah. What's the actual name for it?
I forgot.
God damn it! You actually use the triggers.
You can definitely feel it on Forza, though.
I was going to say, I heard that you can feel it on Forza, so I was going to...
Oh, man, can you feel it.
...ask you your opinion. Any other time you ever said that. Anyways, I want to try that out because everyone does say that you actually can feel it and it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool.
We'll see.
System is quiet.
It is.
It's very quiet.
Surprisingly, I'm like... I'm like, wait, is it even on? So I even turned on my my 360 for comparison.
Oh, dude.
Holy
yeah.
crap.
The 360 like, sounds like a freaking tank compared to an Xbox One. Mm-hmm. You know how I did the ultimate test? Because Ghosts, we got it as a download code.
Yes.
It took so long to download that first night.
Yeah.
I decided to just leave it going while I went to sleep. The Xbox One is in my bedroom. I can hear the damn thing. I just blocked the light coming from the system itself, and I was able to go to sleep like a baby. Can't hear squat. And that is awesome. I'm pretty sure I'll appreciate that more when I actually like live with my girlfriend. So she can't be like, that thing is loud. It ain't loud.
Trust me.
It ain't. There's more noise when you talk. I think he never listens to this. Okay, so that being said, let's get into some news here real quick.
Wait.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot, but...
Well, let me do one, because even though I know he didn't pull it up yet. The fact that Lindsay Lohan is saying that she's going to sue Rockstar because they used her likeness in GTA 5 artwork.
You're stupid!
I'm talking about that one thing, that artwork with the girl in the bikini.
You're stupid.
You're stupid. You want money. I understand that. Who doesn't? I want money. Wayne wants money. Fidel wants money. But don't go doing this, damn it. Really? What do you... You got nothing. Nothing. Let me say it again. Nothing. Oh, but she said she's going to sue for serious money. Her words.
Serious money, huh?
Serious money.
So she wants $2?
Well, I was going to say, in her mind, what's serious these days? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got it.
That's another drop. Booyah. All right, so that's a funny one. So, Wayne, let's see you go do a more... You do a more serious one.
So, Battlefield 4 is actually... EA is having some issues with the China Rising DLC... some other issues going on. They are aware of it, and they are trying to work on it. Basically, that's all they've really been saying on that one.
Sorry, I got
apparently, a lot of people are having trouble getting the China Rising expansion, the ones that are getting it are getting bugs. So, you know, they're basically put everything else aside to say, you know, we're not gonna, you know, prevent this from going out, but we're definitely going to be focusing on getting this working correctly. So,
here's hoping.
Yeah.
Here's hoping.
I know.
I mean, I don't know if you've gotten it or if you tried it.
Which one?
To get the DLC?
No, not yet.
No.
Wayne?
No. No. I'm not sure if my copy came with the China Rising DLC.
Boo!
Sorry, I got nothing else.
Yeah.
I'm kind of done. Alrighty, so, I mean, right now, Microsoft and Sony are both saying that they sold a lot of Xbox Ones and PS4s. I think they're both right.
Yeah, they're both sold probably close to the same, although it looks like Xbox One's continuing to keep that momentum going. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say right now because, hey, guess what? It's been 3 weeks total almost. Oh no! We're gonna make a decision in 3 weeks. I don't think so. But when it comes down to it, honestly, as far as your console purchase, even though we all bought Xbox Ones, it all comes down to what games you want to play now and later.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it boils down to. And also, don't forget, if you're going to be playing online, and if you insist, and if you think you're going to keep playing on your current generation console online, like I know I'm going to be playing my Xbox 360 for a long time.
Yeah.
If I want to get a PS4 and play online, I have to also pay for PS Plus. Granted, it might not be that big of an expense, but it's something to consider. That if you want to switch camps or do both camps at the same time, it's a double annual fee to play online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pain in the ass, but it's something else to consider. The Kinect, so far, has a lot of potential. Some people say it's an awesome tool.
It is. Instead of just tapping out all of those.
The code thing is awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Just go like, just wave it.
Just
come
wave
on,
it.
Come on. That's, ding, there it is.
That's awesome. For now, it's still potential that is there that will be hopefully be realized later. I know $100 is a big difference between costing a PS4 and an Xbox One. Again, just look at the games list, what you think you're going to play now, and what you think you're going to play later, because honestly, that makes all the difference. That's it. The consoles are very similar in power.
Yeah, more about what games you want to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I plan on picking up the new Mario game on Wii U.
Nice.
Because it looks freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It does. I'm going to get Zelda, A Link Between Worlds.
Yeah.
These games...
That's one you got to get.
These games are not graphical powerhouses, but they are labeled, and they have been said that they are fantastic games.
Yeah.
And in the end, that's what we want. We want fantastic, fun games that give us a good experience. That's it. So make sure you follow that advice, follow your heart.
Well, also, EA looks like they're going to be bringing back the Desert Strike series.
Woo! Dude, I haven't seen that since like the old PC days.
Last time I played a Desert Strike game was on my original Game Boy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ah, the Game Boy.
So.
Booyah.
So, yeah, but they just announced that.
Yeah. So, right now, it's going to be a bit slow because...
Or not really announced it.
There's not going to be any more real releases right now, honestly. It's December.
Yeah, it's
what's coming
be...
out? Nothing.
I don't think so.
That's what I thought. Yeah, thank you for putting my phone. Nothing. So, right now, it's your chance. Catch up on your backlog. I have a huge one.
Yeah.
I have a huge one.
So do I.
This relationship thing makes it harder, but I want to finish Rise. Well, that shouldn't take long.
How many beers would it take for you to finish Rise?
I don't know. Like, I wish someone could feed me like 240s and see what would happen first, me finishing the 40s, me finishing Rise.
Ask your girlfriend to tape 240s on her hand and then while you put
yeah, because I need to control the play, so she'll do Edward 40 hands, but she feeds me the booze. But
that is such a horrible thing. If she asks, don't tell her I gave you the idea.
No, fair enough. But so
shut up, Wang.
It's I hope to catch up on that. I want to finish. Obviously, I want to finish. I have goals to play through. Damn it, I have Killer Instinct to continue playing through. I still have to finish Batman Arkham City Origins.
Yep.
Crap.
There's a lot of stuff we gotta finish.
There's a lot of stuff we have to finish. I still have to play more Pokemon. I still have to finish Shin Megami Tensei 4. I still have to... Damn it!
So pretty much the year is going to start off with a lot of good backlogs.
Yeah, over these couple of weeks, we're gonna hopefully make a big dent in our backlog because come January, first week...
CES! Oh my God!
Yeah.
You're scared, aren't you, Wayne?
You better be. You're going to be left in a room by yourself.
I think that's the least of us concerns. You'll be left somewhere else. Don't worry, man. Just like in the movies, we'll find you. We're not going to leave you behind.
Hey, we're going to find the top of the Luxor. Trying to hold on to dear life.
He won't be holding on to dear life if we tie him up. He'll just be tied up.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, buddy.
Sucks to be you.
Above all else, we'll make sure that it doesn't interfere with any of our appointments.
Yes. If we can't find you,
we're there for fun, but we're there mostly for work. So, to report the awesome stuff to all of you. So, thank you again. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. If you celebrated, happy holidays. That's technically PC. Whatever you celebrate. Yeah, you celebrate nothing, you celebrate yourself. Because the year's about to end pretty soon, and we're going to head on to a very fantastic and very geeky 2014.
Sounds like it.
So, should you keep checking back? Bring you the future, 8 bits at a time.
This.
See what I did there?